Okay, let's move back to the football, and we're drawn to a conclusion.
John, sorry. Chris, because I'm keen on making money for the football club. And
Norman Hayward.
Just to answer, I've had experience of pop concerts, and I thought there was a fortune in it. Mm-hmm. And they're full up, and I was involved when I was at Bournemouth. And we had all these stars and things, and we had in the club the chap who was a promoter for Cliff Richard. So I thought, this is it.
Jimmy Savile?
The club was on its knees. You're desperate. So we agreed to have and he said, I'll get Cliff Richard. I thought you were going to come for nothing. I honestly did. I'm so dopey on that at that stage, because I'm a football person. I've never took a tenner out of a football club in my life. Mm-hmm. And when he said, I've done a special deal, he said he'll only take 90% of the take instead of 95%. Oh. But you'll get the money for the programmes and the ice creams. There's reality for pop concerts. Mm. They're very, very dangerous. Mm. But they're good ideas, but they're very dangerous. And actually, Bournemouth, years after, did the same thing, and they lost 200,000 quid.
The one function, very successful at this club. Yeah. I can remember many years ago coming to, I'll use the word military bassoon. Yeah. Remember, John?
Yeah.
That was very well attended. Yeah. That sort of thing. So, not suggesting pop concerts won't work.
But I think you're really doing yourselves down quite a lot, because for my sins, I was chairman of Bournemouth, and we got 300,000 people in Bournemouth, and the crowd was 3,200. I came here.
It doesn't have to be a pop concert, does it? You can have a boxing tournament or something.
I'm not saying, these are facts.
Go on.
Bournemouth have got 300,000 people. They've just got a multi-millionaire chap and good lads from this. Please go and find one. Go and get a Russian, because you can win then. But this club has worked wonders. It's had the most fantastic success. I go to John Miller conferences, the chairman's conferences, and they can't believe it. It's the most successful club in the country. Mm-hmm. And against what you say, and I understand, and I think you're right about the facilities, I'm really disappointed, as far as I'm concerned, to hear it, because we've tried to do everything for everybody, honestly. We don't take anything out of it. Everybody, the directors are in, but nothing. It takes years and years. But what I have noticed, and Alex Dock was my mentor, and he said, Norman, you should never go to Bournemouth, you should go to Yeovil. I said, why is that then, Alec? He said, it's a football town. And I said, well, Bournemouth. He said, Yeovil's a football town, Norman. So that was a big influence.
I don't know whether that's true anymore, to be honest with you. Yeovil was always classed as a football town with their FA Cup success and that.
Well,
but
if you want to go back to non-league, if you were disappointed when you went to the Championship, I can't go along with that, because...
I just like to point out,
this town is the second smallest town in England with a league team. Poole has got twice the number of people. And the percentage of people watching football in Yeovil is nearly, say 4,000, or say it's 10%. Is that right?
4%.
If 10% of the people in Poole went, they'd have 10,000 every week. Mm. They'd have 30,000 in Bournemouth. I don't know about the West Country. We've got a million people. I mean, in Bristol. I don't know how many in Exeter. This club is fantastic. And for God's sake, don't let it... we've got to... Darren's right. We're all good people. Everybody's good people here. It's a bloody good club, take it from me. I've been in a much bigger club than this, and it's not on the same street. And I urge you to keep it going. keep it going. We've had a nightmare on the pitch. Nobody could have foreseen, I don't think, what we, you know, we've gone from success to success on the pitch, which brings the people in. It does. We're dragging people from Bournemouth when they were all down in the dumps, and that's part of the game. But, you know, we could do it again. We've always been underdogs. We're always going to be underdogs. Make no mistake. There's not the footfall here to get 20,000 a week in the ground, is there? There isn't. You know, but we got to do the best with what we got. And I take on board what you said. Well, I started off with, well, I thought he was just a troublemaker. But I honestly
he's a football fan.
Yeah. But I think, right, what you say is right. And that's, forgive the joke, small beer, really. But that should be done. But the bigger picture has to be looked at. Because the people here, you won't get them again.
Go back to the club motto, cheaper unity.
You, yeah.
So, can I just ask a really simple question of the board, of the people who are in here, closely connected to the club. Who's our supporters liaison officer right now?
Jimmy Healy.
Well, James Healy, I spoke to James Healy, he's told me he's not.
Well, he is.
So, Stephen Allinson came over to the tent.
Healy?
As far as I'm concerned, he is.
Well, oh, yeah. probably need to let him know then, because he's confirmed that he's not.
Yeah.
Stephen Anderson, who previously was, told us it was James, and I've spoken to James, I know James, he said he's not the sports liaison officer. So that might help if actually the board had somebody elected by the fans, not somebody employed by the football club, but somebody elected by the fans to represent the fans. And then actually, then you wouldn't need this meeting where we are coming with things that are, to you, absolutely, in the whole scheme of things of the football club, probably quite minor, and you're thinking, oh, I ain't got time for this. Totally understand if that's how you might feel. But actually, we haven't got anybody to talk to that we feel will represent us, not represent the views of the football club or somebody employed by the football club. But there's no one we can talk to that represents us. You've got the supporters, official supporters club, and Paul does a cracking job. And I think everyone agrees. You've got people like Pat Custard, does a cracking job. But they're all people affiliated to the football club. You need somebody that is independent that can represent the true supporter.
Following on from that, communication is the essence of success. So that nominated person should be given the opportunity to meet with the board of Yeovil Town Football Club on every 2 months, every 3 months.
And freely report the information.
And in closed season as well.
Absolutely.
So tonight, this hour and 20 minutes has now not been wasted, but it's been spent on a very important topic. It's taken up far too much time. If communication on a regular basis throughout the season with a representative from your side of the coin met with the board of directors, this sort of meeting wouldn't have needed to take place.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. But it's taken us to come here tonight. Yeah, it's got that out of you now, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've actually achieved something, haven't we?
Yeah. Fair comment.
Yeah.
As far as I'm
concerned, if I could just go back to something that Mr. Hayward was saying about Bournemouth and their obviously fantastic success and the fact that they might be in the Premiership. I'll take that on board as well. But the success they got now is due to financial backing from whoever it is.
Yeah.
Does this club actively look for financial backing outside the club?
Every club does.
We're on the go all the time. If anybody wants to, we've stated it. You know, we're looking for support, financial support, and you know, we're actively on it all the time.
This might be a bit difficult question for you two gentlemen here, but even to the point of selling out to somebody with money.
Yeah, obviously, you've been the point. Always looking at that point of view.
But the point is, you're not talking about tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're talking millions these days.
Well, quite.
Honestly, Bournemouth went broke after my time, I may add, twice. And they'd left at least 10,000 people with millions. All the people who worked, you people like yourselves, painted the bloody ground, did everything.
Yeah,
they were the ones that lost all their money.
Yeah.
And some scumbag come along and picked it up for a quarter of a pee in the pound. And all the good people lost. And we're never going to do that. I'm never going to do that.
The thing is, though, Norman, that's businessmen.
No, it's not.
Can I ask one football-related question?
It's almost impossible.
Norm, you've got to be away.